Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from Joe Massa here at The Measuring Post. This is absolutely my favorite holiday each and every year, and the reason is pretty simple. It's because there's really no expectations for Thanksgiving. Instead, it's really a time for us to pause and reflect on what's important in our lives, what we're grateful for, what we're thankful for, the people that matter to us the most. And I think that's really the best thing about the holidays. It's not what you give, it's just being together with everybody. So usually every year I put together like a really long-winded Facebook post about all the things that happened for the past 12 months, what I'm thankful for, and all that sort of information. But this year I figured it'd be just as easy to hop on and do a quick video because why not? I got the camera, might as well just show my face and let you hear my voice. And I would like to tell you what I'm thankful for. And this year has been a bit hectic. We've lost a few friends, as we do every year, lost a few family members, as we do most years. Unfortunately, that's just part of getting older and growing and aging, that we lose the people we love and are closest to us. My son this past week was in an accident, car accident. Completely totaled his car, which obviously is terrible, but I'm thankful because he's here with us today. He's okay. The little girl that hit him in the car behind him, she's also okay and spending the holidays with her family. So I want to thank God for that, because outside of a broken vehicle or a totaled vehicle, everyone's fine. So that's really important to me, obviously. My dog Bowser, who's 13 and a half, this last couple of weeks has been really out of it. I thought maybe it's finally time. She's going to cross that rainbow bridge. And then just out of nowhere, she totally perked back up and is back to herself. You might even hear her during this video. She's behind me snoring, the old puggy snores. But, you know, going through things like that and seeing my son get into an accident really reminds you of what's important. You know, how's your job going? Who cares? You're living. You're alive today. You know, those things that you think are so important, that deadline that you're coming up on, that you're stressing about, it's not life or death. So I want to remind myself that. I know some friends of mine are going through things that are really close to life and death, and they're overwhelming, and they're so much bigger on the grand scheme of things in life that it's easy to forget, you know, the woe is me, everything's going against me, you know, I have the worst luck. Well, the fact that you're listening to this video and I'm making this video means we're both alive today. So things could be much, much worse. And for that, I'm truly thankful. I'm thankful for the friends I have in my life that look out for me and support me. My wife and children, who are amazing, who I literally get up every day to fight for them and to try to make a better life for them and myself. My family, who's always been in my corner and guided me along the way and, you know, helped mold me into the man that I am today. This year, I got to start a brand new decade of my life. The big 4-0 happened this year, so very thankful for that and another opportunity to reinvent myself for another year and to keep going and growing and getting better. I'm thankful for this podcast, which I restarted this year. It's gotten a good following so far, but I appreciate you guys tuning in and helping me grow and giving me topics to talk about, and all the people who've been on this show to help share their stories and to kind of enlighten us and also change our perspectives on things. Again, it's all about perspective, and this whole platform is about learning together and growing together. And I love that I get to do this, and it's been a true blessing to me. So with that in mind, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to thank God, of course, over everything, because without which none of this is even possible. And I appreciate my growth in my faith this year and every year. And, you know, since I've really become a Christian again, and it's important for me to share that with my children. And I'm blessed that both of them are very much in the Word of God and follow faith. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for the meal I'm going to eat here in a little bit. I've spent the last 3 days cleaning and shopping and cooking, not just me, my wife and my mom's coming and everyone's coming. They're all bringing food. So I'm thankful for the contributions of everyone. But more importantly, outside of the food we're going to eat, I'm thankful for the people that will be sitting around the table sharing that meal with me. And I hope that you are somewhere where you can enjoy your day today, whether you even celebrate Thanksgiving or not. I got a few friends in Canada and a few in Mexico and people around the globe that today's not necessarily their day, but I hope today finds you blessed and feeling encouraged and just enjoying the people around you, because you never know when, you know, the final day is approaching. So please take these times that you are given and cherish them and share them with the people that matter to you, and just show up every day and be the best version of yourself, because that's truly something to be thankful for. So thank you, God. Thank you to my wife and kids and family and friends. Thank you to those watching this video right now. I hope you have the most wonderful day. And I can't wait to continue our growth and journey together as we move forward into the end of 2024 and 2025. Crazy to even say those numbers. 2025 doesn't seem like it's even possible. But here we are, the end of another year. So I love you guys. Enjoy your day today and go eat some turkey.